I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 2:07. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It's the Chad Hartman Show. Chad is out. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I host the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2. So, if you like what you hear today, you're having fun, you're being informed, check me out then. We always have amazing conversations and great guests. And this next topic is near and dear to my heart because this is just a difficult time for everybody, right? We were just coming out of the house. We were just getting ready to start living again. And then this Omicron variant showed up on the scene. And it's got us rethinking our life and changing the way we do things. And if you think it's hard on us as grown-ups, imagine what our kids are dealing with. One of the things that I was intentional about when I designed my podcasting platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, is having a show that was dedicated to young people. So we have the Teen Whisperer podcast hosted by Jason Clopton. And it's a safe place for moms and dads and their teens to get information and help and awareness and to start having some discussions about their children's mental health. Because, you know, as grown-ups, we have some of the tools we need, right, to manage difficult situations like COVID, like quarantine, like the shift in the way in how we work and how we live. But our kids are struggling and they need some help, even to the point where the Surgeon General has declared teen mental health a crisis, a looming crisis. And so I wanted to talk to Anissa Keys. She is the founder and CEO of Aruba Emotional Health right here in the Twin Cities. And not only is she kind enough to be with us today on the Chad Hartman Show, but she was also kind enough to fill in for Jason Clopton on the Teen Whisperer podcast at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com as Jason continues to battle health challenges. Anissa, thank you so much for being here with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Ms. Shaletta.
You know, right now on the Teen Whisperer podcast, you are working on a 4-part series on suicide.
Yes, ma'am.
And the one that you did this week, talking about protective factors, I forgot that I was producing and I turned into a parent. I was taking notes. I was listening. I was learning. These shows have touched so many parents and helped us to understand the struggles that our kids are dealing with. Talk to me about this 4-part series that you're doing.
Yeah, so really just an attempt to bring more attention to suicide awareness. It has always been a challenge for people, number one, to sort of have an idea about what even the symptoms look like around people who are youth, especially who end up completing suicide, let alone some of the protective factors, some of the risk factors that go into a teen either not committing suicide or the completion of suicide. And so I thought it was really important for us to start with sort of those cries for help, which is sort of a preventative way to address the challenges around suicide with youth, and then talk a little bit about the risk factors, which is what we talked about the second week, which is really about the things that sort of increase the likelihood that a young person would complete a suicide. And then we are talking about, we talked about this week, the protective factors, what I like to call the resiliency factors, the environmental supports that are around a youth that really decreases the likelihood that we'll ever have to worry about that youth either hurting themselves or completing suicide. And then next week we'll talk about treatment. I want to stress, and I always stress this, is that sometimes we think that suicide takes months for someone to think about and plan and contemplate, and they get an idea in their head and then they walk through the process, and it really doesn't work that way. Most suicides happen in less than an hour from the time that it sort of pops into their head of that I'm going to do this to the end result of the death. And many of them, 25%, which is most, suicides happen within 10 minutes. And so it's really important to be talking about it, and the awareness to be present on a regular basis about what are we looking for, what's important with our youth, because, you know, as parents, we're busy. As coaches, we're focused on a team of folks. Or as a teacher, we have a whole classroom. So it's important to just be aware of what we need to be looking for, and then what we need to be instilling in our children, or the environmental factors that we need to be increasing around them to ensure that they are safe and that they remain on this earth and living out their life. So it's really, really important to be talking about suicide awareness, especially during this time.
We are talking to Anissa Keys. She is the founder and owner of Aruba Emotional Health right here in the Twin Cities. You can find her at Aruba, A-R-U-B-A-H, emotionalhealth.com. And Anissa, you have been given multiple awards. You know, people look to you, they seek you out from across the country. But what is going on with our teens? You are in high demand because people need insight. They need awareness. Parents need to know. And I didn't know. One of the things that you talked about as you fill in on the Teen Whisperer podcast is that, you know, a lot of times parents think, well, this is just, you know, attention seeking. And it may not be the case. And that never occurred to me. I'm like, yeah. Oh, just a child just looking for attention. Look, I got three other kids up in here. You're going to have to get it together. We got dinner to cook. I've got dishes to wash. I've got a podcast to do. I'm hosting Chad's show. I don't have time for this. You need to stop doing that and let's get it together. And these kids really need us to slow down and take a minute and really look, listen, and learn.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think one of the most powerful tools that we can gain as parents is the tool of attunement. I almost call it like zeroing in on what your kiddos need, what's going on with them. And so we kind of need to know them well enough, which means we need to be in relationship with them. We need to be connected to them. We need to be asking questions. We need to be engaging with them. And oftentimes, you know, life is filled with, like you just mentioned, a lot of different things, right? We're moving, we're trying to provide, we are trying to protect, we're doing all of the things that we feel like as parents are really important for our children. And sometimes that means a kid has a need, or they have a deficit, or there's a lack, or there's pain somewhere, and we miss that. The majority of the parents that end up grieving the loss of their kid after having committed suicide say, I really feel guilty that I missed the cues, right? That there were some things that I can look back at now, and I remember that I didn't ask that question. I didn't see what was going on. I didn't check in the way that I needed to. And so I think what happens is sometimes, you know, in an effort to provide the necessities for our children, we sometimes forget to tune in to the important pieces of, you know, how their day is going and who their friends are and who are they around and what their relationships or their intimate connections look like, and whether or not that they are on their phones looking at social media images that are bothering them or that are sending negative messages to them. I think there needs to be a lot more relational and engagement with our kiddos so that we'll know when something is off. We'll know that when something doesn't sit right or doesn't seem right, Because those are the things that we kind of look back at and we can kind of say, yeah, I noticed something. I just didn't address it, or I was too busy to get to it. And I think that those are the pieces that some families kind of struggle with now today. So I would really encourage parents to do a little bit more attunement. And what I mean by that, right, is being curious, right? Being curious about what you don't know, being curious about what doesn't make sense, being curious about what's happening in your teen's world, being curious about what environments that they are in, asking them about their world is really, really important. And so be curious. So that's that attunement piece. That's really important.
Okay, because I didn't even know what attunement was until I started listening to you on the Teen Whisperer podcast. And even now, as you talk, I'm not hosting the show. I'm a parent. I'm listening. I'm taking notes. I'm trying to learn. Because the Surgeon General, in a rare public advisory, is warning of emerging youth mental health crises in this country. We are going to keep talking about it because we want to raise awareness and talk about those red flags that parents can see and offer help to their teens to prevent something like this from happening to them. Yeah. We're going to keep talking to Anissa next. We're trying to pick up the pieces and help our kids with their mental health. It's the Chad Hartman Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And we are going to continue our discussion with Anissa Keys. She is the CEO and founder of Aruba Emotional Health, because in a rare public advisory, the Surgeon General is warning of emerging youth mental health crises in this country. They said that there's a mounting evidence of ongoing harm. They issued this alert and advisory today, talking about mental health challenges confronting youth. This is a rare warning and call to action to address what the Surgeon General is calling an emerging crisis exacerbated by pandemic hardships. Look at this. 25% of youth experiencing depressive symptoms and 20% experiencing anxiety symptoms, according to this new report. There appears to be increase in negative emotions or behaviors such as impulsivity and irritability associated with conditions such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder or ADHD. And here, Anissa, I thought that it was just teenage hormones. I really did. And I'm telling this boy, get your hormones in check. You better get your hormones in check before I check them for you. And I had no idea that other parents, other teens were experiencing this as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we are seeing it in the clinic a lot more. And I mean, I think even the mental health providers have become a lot more alarmed and creating more stringent crisis plans and safety plans to be able to keep youth safe. Just especially with the mental health increasing and it seems like the more access or the easily accessible to drugs and lethal means and, just maladaptive ways of sort of responding to the anxiety and the depression and the discomfort that's happening in their lives. And so it's really, really a pretty serious issue. Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I remember when, you know, you came on board and agreed to fill in for Jason on the Teen Whisperer podcast and the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict came in and, you know, we had a meeting with all the podcasters and I said, Anissa, I want you to talk about the trauma that this trial is having on our youth. And you were like, no, Shaletta, no. That's not the trauma that our kids are having. We need to talk about suicide and suicide rates. This is what we're seeing in the clinic. And I had no idea. And, you know, according to this new report, suicide attempts are 51% higher for adolescent girls. And then I started remembering, you know, how they were saying that, you know, the social media for young girls is just so... you know, that they're impacted in negative ways. Yeah. And I'm just so grateful to you for your leadership on how to really speak to the issues that are truly impacting our children. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So, I think the challenge of COVID and slowing the world down and putting kids more in front of screens, which with more isolation and more withdrawal from healthy ways to be able to interact with peers and with teachers, right, and really having this very disconnected relationship with other people outside of themselves, and then having them be, of course, on social media or being involved in or connected with through virtual means people that maybe they don't know very well or that they are not necessarily protected from. And so I think it put teens in a very vulnerable space. It put them in a place where they are not able to sort of reach out like they normally would. They're not able to be expressive and for other people to sort of identify that they're hurting the way that they normally would, right? Because they're in their room, they're by themselves, they're doing homework, or they're just focused on sort of, you know, schoolwork, and they are not necessarily engaging, which is one of the biggest pieces of a contributing factor of mental health, right, is isolation and withdrawal. And so I think it just really exacerbated the symptoms. Social media has been one of the biggest impacts of sort of self-esteem issues and challenges, or bullying, or just comparison and not feeling good enough and losing hope. And so that just got increased the more access that they had to being on a screen and less in a classroom even. And so it's just a conglomeration of things that just the perfect storm to really put teens in a very vulnerable space and, of course, increase the likelihood that they would self-injure. And then for their parents and other people that typically would be around them, coaches, teachers, to not necessarily know what's going on because they're not in connection with them directly. And so it's a pretty scary thing. And I think it's pretty serious enough for the Attorney General to kind of say, hey, we need to do something about this. If not, then I think we're going to just continue to see things worsen. Yeah.
Okay, because this is the thing. When this Surgeon General came out and said this, and I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm like, okay, we have to isolate to keep them safe. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm keeping them in the house so they don't go out there and get COVID. But then if I keep them in the house, they're going to get on the screens. Well, then if I take the screens away, who the hell are they going to talk to? They don't talk to me because I'm their mama, right? And these kids don't talk on the phone. They don't interact on the phone like that. They text, or they get, you know, they get on their devices and they communicate in that way. And then they've got all these initials, and I don't know if they plotting a bomb attack or if they really have telling a joke. I can't tell because I don't know what the initials mean. So how do we, okay, you know, this parenting thing is hard because I can't call my mama and ask her what she did because we've never been through this before. I can't call a girlfriend of mine whose kids are out of college and healthy and happy now because they didn't have to go through a pandemic. So how do you keep them in the house and keep them safe, but give them a screen so they can interact with the friends, and then keep them healthy? Girl, I'm so damn confused. I don't know what to do, and I'm 49.
Right. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Well, and the reason why my clinic, you know, I think during the COVID season that we actually doubled in the amount of youth that we've seen. I mean, we had a drop off right away as we had to transition into virtual telehealth ways of being able to seek, or for the clients to be able to seek services with us. But then it doubled. And then eventually we were at, you know, triple the capacity we were at before the pandemic started. Seek support, right? You cannot provide all of the support for your youth, for your kiddo. You're going to miss something. And part of what we do with that attunement is we say, you know, I don't know what's going on with you. So let me get a professional involved. Let me get somebody who might be able to pick up on those cues a little easier, who might be able to support you in a way that I can't support you because I'm too busy or I got too much stuff going on. Or let me make sure that I at least get you into the hands of somebody that that is able to get you connected to where else you can get support. So I think the biggest piece is seeking support. And one of the things that happens, right, is that as parents, if we minimize or if we overlook, we don't tend to then address the challenge. And so what I would say is that's the clinics are full right now. Like, we are overwhelmingly full because there are people that are responding to the crisis and seeking support. There's a lot of people that are not. And so I would say seek support. That would be the biggest recommendation I would have. And that's not just mental health, a sort of outpatient therapy support. That might also mean day treatment. That might mean groups. That could mean psychiatric support, medication management. It could be increasing the amount of time that your kid is taking walks outside, or yoga, or humming, or dancing, or right? Like, so, but doing something that is actually supportive to the kiddos, rather than sort of the response of like minimizing it, or they'll get through it, or assuming that they can manage it because you're managing it.
And you know what, girl? I'm so glad you're here. Because if anybody else out there has a teen like me, they are learning so much right now listening to you. Because the boy's up dancing. I'm telling him, sit down. Why are you doing all that crazy dancing? Girl, he's trying to get it out one way or the other. Because he's
trying to get it out.
He's trying to get it out.
The best way he knows how.
Yep. And if he and here, girl, like way, soul train.
Some other way.
I'm like, but what are you doing? Mama, I just feel like dancing. I'm like, sit down. What's all that nervous energy about? I just can't take all of that. I'm 50 years old. I'm on 5 pills now. I can't take all that jibber jabber dancing.
That's right.
But this is
that's
the
exactly
thing.
What he's doing, trying to get it out.
I like what you're saying. It may be a group. It may be yoga. It may be some artwork. It may be dancing. You know, there's no one way to address it because each child is different. Now, Anissa, you have been with us for 30 minutes, and there's got to be some parents out there who need you. There's some teens out there who need you. How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So Aruba, we are located in 4 different spaces, 2 of which are locally in North Minneapolis, right off the bus line, easy to access. We have also a space in Brooklyn Center and 1 in St. Paul. Our intake phone number line is 612-284-8115. I mean, that'll get you connected right away. That'll get you seen right away. We are open 9 to 5. But if you call after those hours, we are able to get back in touch with you right away the next day and get you right in. Our website is www.aruba, that's ARUBAH, emotionalhealth.com. If you go onto the website, there is a contact us in the bottom. So if you don't want to call or you don't feel comfortable calling, you want to shoot us a message, you shoot the message, we'll get right back in touch with you. Either what's comfortable with you, we'll email you back or we can call you back. Whatever you say that you want to be contacted, we'll get back in touch with you right away. We're also on some social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. So just reach out. We're here. And we're not the only providers around, but Aruba is here. We see 70% of our clients in the community. So we come to you. We know that not everybody's going to make it into the office space. Not everybody has the means to be able to make it there. Not everybody has the resources to get there. So we meet clients at McDonald's. We meet at your house. We'll meet in a park. We've done it all. We are seeking to support. That is really important. And so please reach out to us, 612-284-8115.
Anissa Keys with Aruba Emotional Health, fill-in host on the Teen Whisperer podcast and here with us on the Chad Hartman Show. Thank you so much for giving us this wisdom.
Thank you so much, Saletta. Take care.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!